Hey, everybody. Welcome back to My Wave Podcast. We are here following the story of one surfer's most memorable wave. And this evening, we have John Holda with us. We'll get to his wave story here in just a second. But man, I just want to give a special shout out to this episode's sponsor. That sponsor is Aussie Island Surf Shop. Aussie Island Surf Shop is in the Wilmington area. Been there for 31 years. We're actually shooting, recording right now on location, and I've just got to take a time to look around after this interview, John, to just check out some of these surfboards. I'm sure there's a story behind everyone, but it's just cool, all these boards up in the rafters. And yeah, if you want to check them out, New Center and Market is where the store is, as well as Wrightsville Beach. You can check them out at AussieIsland.com. John, anything you want to add to this plug for Aussie Island Surf Shop?
Aussie's the sickest surf shop ever.
There you go.
I love it here. Work here. I'm sponsored by them. Nice. Just absolutely love hanging out with Dean and Chris and Zach, all the other employees.
Nice. I hope to get Dean and Chris on an episode.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be awesome.
Have you ever surfed with them?
No, not yet.
Yeah. No, I've not seen him in the water either, so I look forward to talking to him and get him on this show and then maybe surfing with him. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, AussieIsland.com is their website. You can check them out. And if you're in the Wilmington area, swing by, get some stuff from them. They've got not just surfboards, but they've got skateboards, and they're getting their snowboard stuff, all their ski and just the skis or just snowboards?
Just snowboards.
Okay. Yeah. So they're getting that stuff all geared up for this winter. Heard it's going to be a cold winter. That's the rumor.
The farmer's almanac.
Yeah. That's what I hear. We'll see. But yeah, AussieIsland.com. Check them out. Also, if you've been enjoying what you've been hearing and you would love to support us, a very simple way to do that is through buying me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/mywave, and you can buy me a cup of coffee for $5. You can buy me 10 cups of coffee for $50. Any way that you want to help out would be welcome. But yeah, John, let's get going on this episode.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. So John, how long have you been surfing?
I've been surfing for around 12 years, I would say. I think I started around 8 years old.
Okay.
My first time was with my dad back in New Jersey at home.
Really?
Yep.
Now, wait. Wasn't I supposed to interview you a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. So ladies and gents, a couple weeks ago, we had Hurricane Larry.
We sure did.
And I was supposed to interview somebody. I didn't know who Zach had set up. Big thanks to Zach Riggs for helping me out here, getting team riders together for these interviews. But I was supposed to interview you, and you're like, yeah. He texted me. He's like, yeah, sorry, I had to cancel. He had to go back to New Jersey.
Yep.
And I was like, he's going to New Jersey on a Wednesday. Swell's supposed to get here. That joker's going to surf New Jersey. Did you get in the water?
I sure did.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Nice.
Classic day.
Yeah.
So it was me and three other my friends. We had decided on that Monday, I think, that we were going to go up north. And we were like, oh my gosh, like, we're going to do it. We're actually going to drive up there. And it like turned out awesome.
Yeah.
We ended up surfing in New York.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I saw pictures of like Long Island.
Yes.
Wow.
Like the Long Beach area.
Yeah.
So fun.
It looked huge.
It was one of those swells that just hit the right way. It was like, although it was super long period, the spot that we were surfing totally handled it.
Did it.
And just perfect A-frame barrels everywhere. Not too crowded.
Really?
Water was still warm.
What's warm for Long Island?
Around 70, 65. Yeah, that's when it's like pretty warm. And then by like, I'd say mid-October, you're almost in a 5.4.
Really?
Yeah.
Burr.
On the colder days.
Here we are. It's the end, it's the first day of fall, right?
Yep.
Today's the first day of fall, and we're still in board shorts.
I was surfing in boardies today.
Yeah. So you got out this morning?
Yeah, sure did.
Or sometime today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it tomorrow.
Definitely.
Tomorrow looks fun. But so you scored Long Island. You surfed there before?
Yep.
So you knew where to go?
My good buddy Andrew has a house out in Long Island.
Okay.
We've grown up in the same town in New Jersey, and he happens to have a beach house out in Long Island.
Okay.
And it's the spot to stay, man.
Yeah.
Like, just perfect. Like, it's a kind of like old, like, beach shack kind of, like, classic with the what do you call it? Like the shingles on the side?
The cedar shingles.
Yeah, exactly.
So question. So if I'm looking at a map and I've got New Jersey and then there's, is that the Hudson River?
Yeah, Hudson River.
And then New York, yep. Right? But for like, where we're at, Wrightsville Beach, and you want to go surf Topsail, you got to go out, up and around.
Yeah.
It take you, you know, 45 minutes or something. How long is a drive is that from New Jersey to Long Island?
Yeah, so I'm in a really interesting spot.
Mm-hmm.
My hometown is about 35 minutes from New York City.
Okay.
It's really far north as far as New Jersey goes.
Okay.
And you can shoot over on, I'm not sure what highway it is, but you kind of make your way through New Jersey. And then you can take the George Washington Bridge through the city, kind of.
Okay.
And then make your way out to Long Island. And it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay. Really cool. Okay. Yeah.
I was curious, you know, driving through the city, you might get stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I've gone through New York City, it's like I get stuck.
You do have to be kind of strategic with it. You have to time up when you're going to drive. Because if you want to go out there on Saturday at like 12 o'clock, like,
right.
Good luck.
Well, that's awesome. So, grew up in New Jersey?
Yep.
How long you been surfing down here in North Carolina?
So, I came down to school here last year.
All right.
I was a freshman last year. Kind of went through the whole COVID, like, stuff. And I was not super stoked on where I was, just, like, fit, like, mentally and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually considered transferring back up north somewhere. But I am so glad I stayed now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So back in class, back in person and stuff,
yeah,
for
getting,
the most part.
Getting into the swing of things. Yeah. I only have 2 in-person classes,
okay.
Which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But it is cool to have like Zoom classes and be able to be like, oh, I'm going to kind of surf a little bit longer because I don't have to be in a classroom. I can just hop on my phone or my computer.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you can do that wherever you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. That's one advantage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So what are you majoring in or hoping to major in?
So right now, I'm a business major with a concentration in marketing.
Okay.
Not totally quite sure what I'm going to do with that yet, but
yeah.
I think I'm going to figure it out as I go.
Yeah. Well, you're just a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore. Yeah,
you got some time.
For sure.
Yeah, you got, not to, if you got anything, you don't have to share, but you got some entrepreneurial mindset where you're thinking about different things and, or what do you
hope? I'm not quite there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. So John, where are we going where today for your most memorable wave?
I'm going to take you back to Long Island.
Back to Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to Long Island. I went up to New York. My son was living, it was moving to Jeffreys Bay, South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
So he's going to go down there, work with a program called Sea Salt, a Christian Surfers program out of Jeffreys Bay.
Awesome.
And so we had to get a visa for him. And so we had to drive from here to downtown, to Manhattan, to the South African consulate there.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool. It's like right down the road from the UN building. So it was like right there, whatever rivers and I don't know. Well,
yeah,
all
I'm
New
not
York.
Familiar with that area.
Yeah. Yeah. We made it from Wilmington to the front steps of the consulate in 9 hours.
No way.
We drove all night.
Wow. What time you guys leave at?
We left at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
On a Sunday night and got there at 6 a.m. on a Monday.
That is really good time
to
get up
there.
We
stopped twice.
Wow.
Gas and potty break, man.
Yep.
We're just cruising. Yeah, so we had taken all our stuff to surf, and we're going to surf Long Island, or we're going to go find just explore.
Yeah.
And wind wasn't right, waves weren't right. And so we drove down New Jersey, hoping to find something there.
Okay.
Was it Manasquan?
Yeah, Manasquan Inlet.
So we went there. Nothing. Found a cool little restaurant, ate some good food, and then we looked at the report, and Ocean City, Maryland, the next day was supposed to be the spot. And so we made it down, took the Cape May ferry over to Delaware, and then crashed. I don't know what we had been driving. We'd been on the road for 36 hours by the time we finally got to sleep. And next morning, we scored.
That's sick.
Yeah, the winds went offshore about mid-morning. We got a good breakfast, went and surfed. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where I kind of grew up. High school, we surfed a lot of Maryland, Delaware beaches.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but never really have ever surfed New Jersey, Long Island, or anywhere north of...
Awesome spot for waves.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you been all the way out to the to Montauk?
Not quite.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
It is a haul for sure. I think it's like 3 hours get out there.
Yeah.
But I've seen some pictures of Montauk when it's firing, and it looks very fun.
I saw some beautiful pictures of Montauk with Larry.
From the last one.
Yeah, just wrapping around there. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay, so we're going to Long Island.
Yep.
Any particular break spot in Long Island?
We were at Lido Beach.
Lido Beach.
When we were surfing. So this was over winter break of last year. So it was halfway between first semester and second semester. I'd come home for Christmas. And I want to say it was December 16th or 17th.
Okay.
I'd surfed New Jersey like 2 days before. Kind of fun, like a little windy. It was whatever, like maybe like waist high.
Yeah.
But I kept checking the forecast and just kept looking at it. And I texted Andrew. I was like, Andrew, we should probably head out to Long Island. Like, this swell looks like it's going to be sick. It was forecasted like 6 to 8, like offshore, just just perfect mix of like just wind and waves. And the only thing was there was also a snowstorm.
Okay.
And that's kind of what made the waves. So along with really good surf, there was also a foot and a half of snow forecasted.
Oh man.
Yeah.
No, so you're cold. So let me ask you this. What are you wearing for that? Like what kind of wetsuit do you have on for conditions? You predicted a foot and a half snow, wind, cold water. I mean, by mid December towards Christmas, you're probably looking at what? Mid-50s?
Yeah, mid to low 50s on colder days, like upper 40s. It gets cold up there. But I'd be in a 5'4"3 with 5mm gloves and 6mm boots.
Okay.
That's like my go-to for the winter.
Yeah. No hood?
No hood too.
Yeah. So describe for those listening who maybe have never surfed cold water.
So cold water surfing is a different type of surfing. You know, when you're wearing that thick of a wetsuit, it's a lot harder to move around.
Yeah.
If you have the right one, it definitely helps to have a good wetsuit.
Yes.
Good cold water wetsuit.
Yes.
The ice cream headaches that you get while duck diving are definitely hard to process in your brain.
Yes. Yeah. So walk us through an ice cream headache. Ladies and gents, if you've eaten or drank a slushy or something, some cold drink, and then all of a sudden you get that brain freeze.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here, this ice cream headache. It's brain freeze, but not from inside out. It's from the outside in.
Yeah, exactly.
And go ahead, John, describe it for us.
So you'll be paddling out, you know, you'll get that first wave of water that goes into kind of your midsection in your legs, and you're like, oh, this is a little cold, but it's not too bad. But then you start paddling out, and then you get to that first wave that you have to duck dive under, and you just go under the water and instant brain freeze.
Yes.
It's crazy how fast it works.
Yep.
And then once you got it, kind of doesn't go away until you're out in the lineup.
Yeah, it's not a numbing. It's not a knife pain. It's just this
dull,
cold,
yeah,
deep, dull ache.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's on days where, you know, you may have a longer swell period, you can get out, you know, not a problem. But it's on those days that's like 7, 8, 9 seconds.
Exactly.
And you're taking them on the head and you just start, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun, but it's part of it. It's part of it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. You survived it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it is important to have good equipment. Surfing Ocean City, Maryland, Delaware beaches. And in high school, this would have been late 80s. Wetsuit technology just wasn't there. I mean, I remember paddling out wearing a spring suit underneath my full suit.
Wow.
Just to have layers.
That's what gets you warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had the booties and gloves, but I don't know if maybe they had, I'm sure they did, but I only had like a 2 mil hood.
Okay.
And so every time I went under, it was just, oh.
Wow. That's roughing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were some cold days. So technology, wetsuit technology, amazing. I just bought a new suit last winter and I'm like, why didn't I spend that extra $150 every year?
Totally worth the money.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. There's some really cool technology out there. Check it out. Hey, why don't you come by Aussie Island and check out some of the new wetsuits? Are the full suits in yet?
Yeah, we have some Buell full suits in. We have some Hyperflex. Just good selection overall.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. I usually come here and buy my booties and gloves. I'm due for a new pair of both.
You ever heard of Solite boots?
Solite?
Yes. Mm-mm. So they're kind of a newer brand, but their wetsuit booties are heat molded to your feet.
Really?
So when you buy them, you kind of heat up like a tea kettle,
uh-huh.
and you put hot water into the booties.
Nice.
And then you let them sit. You dump the hot water out, kind of rinse it out with cold water, and then stick your foot in.
Really?
And what happens is the soft, like, rubber or whatever's inside there kind of molds to your foot.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a custom fit.
Wow. And those are called Solite?
Yeah, S-O-L-I-T-E.
Huh.
Really nice pair of boots.
I have to check those out. Yeah, because my XLs are... I love the XLs,
mm-hmm.
but, man, I've worn them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. Thanks for that info drop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give them a shout out in the show notes for sure. So, Long Island.
Yep.
Mid December, swell's coming. You're getting hype, and you make the trip.
Yeah. So pretty much, we kind of made the last minute decision to drive out the night before. Because we were unsure that we were going to be able to make it like through the city and through all the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Like driving out. So, so I told Andrew, I was like, hey, we should probably like go out tonight instead of tomorrow because we may not make it out tomorrow.
Yeah. Andrew's your friend that has a place.
Yeah. 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 And we just absolutely sent it the night before. It started snowing like probably 10 minutes into the drive.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening was the Department of Public Works or whoever puts down like the salt for the roads did such a good job the whole way through.
No way.
And the road was pretty much a blacktop the whole way.
Fantastic. That's good.
So we kind of lucked out with that. But we were kind of bummed too because we had made it to Andrew's house around like 5 o'clock that night. And Andrew's house doesn't have heat because it's so old.
Oh, no.
So it was 30 degrees out, snowing, and there's no heat inside this kid's house.
No fireplace or anything?
Nope, nothing like that.
Oh, no.
So we had the genius idea of pretty much just wearing what you would wear to go skiing in the middle of the winter. So we did that, and then we huddled up next to the stove, turned the stove on, put our hands over it and kind of used it like a fireplace. It was awesome.
Oh,
so
man.
Funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious. Reminds me of a time, my friend of mine, we went out, there was a swell coming in Easter time. This was in high school. And friend said, yeah, you could stay at our place. And the key's under the mat. Yeah.
Okay.
One of those kind of deals. So we drive out there and we get out there late at night and you could hear the waves pounding. You're like, oh, it's going to be huge tomorrow. So we went up onto the porch and there was no key.
No way.
There was no key. And so we slept in. I had a 1974 Cougar, Mercury Cougar, that we slept in. And it was so cold. We kept turning the car on and running the heat and then turning it off because we didn't want to die of like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Asphyxiation. And so we just kept turning it on. It was miserable night's sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, and cold water. It was fun though.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures, man. Hey, speaking of adventures, where have you traveled to surf?
So I've been to Costa Rica twice.
Oh, nice.
I went to Puerto Rico, I want to say 2 falls ago.
Okay.
And then I just recently went to California actually for the first time.
Nice.
California was awesome.
Yeah, where'd you go in Cali?
I stayed in Carlsbad.
Okay.
So like 45 minutes north of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
We had a family friend who moved out there.
Oh, nice.
And he's ex-military. Super good surfer. The dude rips. His name's Rick.
Yeah.
Rick Flanders. Shout out.
All right.
But yeah, we stayed at his house and since he's ex-military, he got us onto the base where Lower Trestles is right near.
Oh, wow.
And instead of making that huge, like long walk to Trestles, we got like 5 minute walk on the beach.
Yeah. Did you surf Trestles?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really
fun. Crowded?
Definitely. As always.
Any name drops out there?
We saw Matt Biolas out there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Very
that was
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. Does he rip?
Yeah, he does rip very hard.
That's cool. That sounds like a great trip. We made it out to California, never made it down to Trestles, but we made it as far as Newport.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever get up to Newport or just stay right there?
We stayed more like San Diego area.
Okay. Did you surf anywhere else in the San Diego area?
We surfed Blacks, really cool beach, but we didn't catch it that good. Mm-hmm. It was still really nice to like see everything.
Yeah.
And where else did we surf? I surfed Point Loma a little bit.
Yeah.
And then We surfed, I want to say, oh, we surfed Oceanside too. Mm-hmm. Oceanside was very fun.
Yeah.
Really like, really peaky like beach break.
Cool. Cool. It's fun to go. I've only been out to California like 3 times, but it's fun to go and to go to those spots that you've seen pictures of, you know, through magazines and on exactly. Instagram. You're like, wow, I was, you know.
Yeah, it's like now I'm here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. So, you know, traveling to surf, did you score Costa Rica?
Costa Rica was awesome. So where we stayed was pretty close to Witch's Rock and Ollie's Point.
Okay.
Have you heard of those spots?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. So the one wave, Witch's Rock, is this huge like volcanic boulder.
Mm.
In the middle of the ocean, and it's right outside like the lineup.
Oh wow.
And it's just a super fun like long like wave, and just we caught it so good. Yeah, yeah. Uncrowded too.
Oh yeah. Even better. Mm-hmm. Even better. What is it about surfing and travel? I mean, most surfers, it's like they vacation around it. They on purpose, you know, save up all this money to go. What do you think that obsession is?
I think it's just not even just surfing. I think it's getting out, exploring like new places and meeting new people.
Yeah.
I think that's like the best part of surf travel. 'Cause it's cool to, you know, just paddle out in the water and like connect with someone you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
They could be doing like a whole separate thing, like living a whole different life.
Right.
But you have this common ground to surfing. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see that like in other places.
It really is. It is. That is a big fun part. You're sharing the same passion, sharing the same waves. You both have that same stoke.
Yeah, exactly.
You may have a total different language.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Appreciate you sharing that info. So back to the cold night sleep.
Yeah. So Andrew and I were in bed by like 7 o'clock that night because there's nothing else to do besides try to keep yourself warm. And think about how cold it is.
And then you're getting ready to go get a wetsuit on and go get in cold water the next day.
Yeah. So we wake up the next morning, like early as the sun is up, and we just started looking. We were like, all right, we are way too deep into this to not score waves. We have to. So we drove around, ended up checking like a bunch of spots.
Uh-huh.
And the weird thing was it was snowing so hard that morning that you could barely see the waves. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you notice other guys doing the same thing?
Yeah, everyone was kind of doing the runaround that morning because uh-huh. Very early it didn't quite line up the way everyone was expecting.
Yeah.
So, you know, people were not super like eager to get in the water between it, like snowing so hard and just the conditions.
Yeah.
So I think around like 9 or so, we'd finally settled on the spot.
Okay.
And just got changed outside in the snow. had to step on the snow like barefoot. So I wasn't too stoked on that. But as soon as we went over, like the snow had kind of cleared a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And just perfect, like foot to 2 feet overhead, just like reeling lines like coming through. Oh, and it was amazing to see. Yeah,
that warms you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It warms you up inside to see something like that.
That's cool. So you saw it, and did you sprint for it right then, or did you kind of ease your way in?
Well, I had to stop and make a quick snow angel in the snow.
There you go. Very important.
Yeah.
Very important. I love it. And so what were you riding? What board were you riding at this time?
I was on a 6'2 Chemistry Surfboards R2. And that's been my go-to board for like pretty good waves.
Did you say Angel? What'd you?
A Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah, Chemistry.
Okay.
They're out of Oceanside, California.
Really? Is that?
Yeah.
When did you pick that up? Did you pick it on that trip to Cali? Or
no, I got that board at home. There's a surf shop. It's called Bear Wire Surf Shop in New Jersey.
Okay.
And they're kind of the Chemistry hookup for the East Coast.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I'm not familiar with that. Anybody around here sell it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was like Chemistry. I don't. Yeah, that's cool.
Really good shaper, Jason Bennett.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So that's what you're riding, and that's your favorite board right now?
Yeah. For good waves, it is, definitely.
Okay.
And I got a bunch of Chemistries.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of just, like, found that board, and just ever since have been like looking on like Facebook Marketplace and like Craigslist at home, and I'll like luck into like a used board for a decent price, and I'll be like, oh man, it's a chemistry, like it's gotta work.
Nice. Yeah. So what's your quiver like? What do you
So I think my smallest board is a 5'6" fish.
Okay.
It's a WRV fish.
Now how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". So yeah, riding a 5'6" fish. All right.
Yeah. That's like my small wave, like kind of cruisy board.
Uh-huh.
And then my biggest board is a 6'4".
Okay.
Like step up.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
Not that much.
Not that much.
It's only saved for the biggest of big days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sweet. So chemistry. I'll have to check those guys out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So Major Snow Angel. And you're heading out.
Yep.
All right.
So paddling out.
Send it. Go for it.
Yeah. So we kind of walked up the beach to the left a little bit, got in past the jetty, kind of drifted down a little bit, and kind of found a peak to ourselves.
Yeah.
We were kind of lucky. There's not that many people out.
Okay.
Probably between the snow and it being the middle of the day on like a Wednesday or something.
Right. Yeah. People at work and it's freezing.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too many people that will be brave enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Or foolish enough, depending on who you talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Andrew and I were just trading off waves like left and right, just having a grand old time.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So one wave, though, stood out among them all?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What was that wave?
So my wave came sort of, it was, the sun wasn't quite going down.
But so you'd been there a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had surfed. We had got pizza. One of the best pizza restaurants in probably the world is right there in Long Beach. It's called Gino's Pizza.
Gino's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
All right.
Great slice. Probably my favorite.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, we had gotten food, kind of made our way back, and then surfed a little bit longer, and it was kind of like winding, the day was kind of winding down. Mm-hmm. Almost.
We'd, but it stayed clean and good the whole day.
It stayed good for most of the day.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And so it was like kind of that late afternoon, the crowd kind of thinned out. We were doing our own thing before.
Mm-hmm.
But like now it was just like, it was on, like it was just us pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. And then I had seen this wave kind of coming out the back. The way Lido's set up is it hits like kind of like an outer bar and kind of refracts.
Okay.
And it jacks the waves up.
Mm.
So you'll see like very distinct peaks like rolling through.
Okay.
And I had seen this one and I just made my way over. I just started paddling like down the beach and just scratched into this thing. And I see a bodyboarder like on the shoulder of it. And I was like, dude, oh no, you don't. I gave him the stink eye and was like, this is my wave. Like,
oh,
you
man.
Better not take off on this. But just like perfectly backdoored it. Like the drop like gave me like full like butterflies in my
stomach. So he was on the opposite shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were on this side of the peak.
I was on the opposite side of the peak trying to backdoor it.
Yeah.
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 So I scratched into this thing like kind of like it wedged up a little bit. So like the bottom kind of sucked out from under me.
Yeah.
It gave me like butterflies in my stomach. Yes. Like this is a sick wave.
Had it maintained the whole size the whole day?
It had gotten like slightly smaller, but some of the sets were still rolling through.
Yeah,
definitely.
It was head high, head plus.
It was like a foot to 2 feet overhead, I would say.
And hollow.
Yeah, very sweet. Hollow. Yeah, it was sweet. Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm on this wave, like make the drop, just pull under the lip and I'm inside the barrel and it is perfect. Like the lighting is just like the way it's like bouncing off like the snow on the beach. Like I can just. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was so cool to be inside the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that burns into your mind. You know, sometimes you wish you had a camera.
Yeah.
You know, where you could capture it. But every time you see it, you take a picture of a sunset or take a picture of a wave, you're like, oh man, this just doesn't do justice.
Yeah. Like,
but what's burned in your brain is what you're trying to paint for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody out here listening that's been in that situation is in the barrel with you. So keep riding it. So it pitched over you. You're in.
Yeah. So I kind of got through that back door section. I'm in the tube and kind of out of the corner of my eye, I was like kind of focused on the beach a little bit and like how the light was like looking off the snow. And then I see like out of the corner of my eye, like another section's throwing. And I was like, oh man, like I might be too deep for this.
Yeah.
But I just gave it a couple pumps anyway, just like three or four really big pumps, and just shot through it.
Through the next barrel.
Through the next barrel section. And just got absolutely like spit out of it. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And I like, while I'm kind of fading out the back of the wave, I look at Andrew and I'm just screaming with both hands up. I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the wave I was waiting for like all day.
That is epic.
Mm-hmm.
That is epic. So Andrew, was he on the inside paddling back out and saw it, or he was
Andrew was out kind of out the back.
Okay.
And he had like seen me take off on the wave and he's like, I knew you got barreled.
Oh yeah. And you came up just screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good wave story. Yeah. I love it. So just double barrel, spit out.
Yeah, just like fell out the back like screaming. It was awesome.
That's good.
I had to claim it. I had to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That is beautiful. And then was the session over at that point, or?
We had gotten a couple more waves. I was kind of done with it because I had gotten that wave and I was like, you know what? I'm happy for today.
Yeah.
Like I just
end on a high.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.